Radio.com. This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane, and it is a busy place. If you are local, this is one place that you must experience. You can get expert advice on supplements from the site and from the individuals at the Village Green store. So Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers. So please take a look while you're there or while you're on the site at the Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I'll be back with you next Sunday with a variety show. We'll talk about high blood pressure, Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and the benefits of sonotherapy. Now, our topic today is about omega-3 fatty acids, foods and supplementation, including a comparison of vegetarian options. So this is going to be very interesting. Our guest is Scott Mitten, PhD, biology professor, nutrition consultant, and educator for Nordic Naturals. And I just want to give you some background. Dr. Minton earned both a master's and PhD in resource ecology from the University of Michigan, and he was a tenured associate professor at Vanguard University in the biological sciences. And he has completed 2 years of medical training at Ross University School of Medicine and holds a certification in health and fitness by the American College of Sports Medicine. I want to welcome you to the show, Dr. Minton.
Dean, it's a real pleasure to be with you today.
Well, let's start at the beginning, so to speak, with omega-3s and talk about the essentiality and just some general information about their benefit. And I want to remind the listeners, if you've listened to us before, when we say something's essential, it means you have to take it in. Your body doesn't make it. So there are, of the fatty acids, there are two that are essential, omega-6 and omega-3, and we'll talk about some of the conflicts between too much omega-6 and too little omega-3. That doesn't mean the other fatty acids, such as the Mediterranean olive oil, omega-9 fatty acids, aren't important. So people think essential means it's the only thing that's important. And some people don't convert well. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. So let's get started, Dr. Minton, on the background.
Well, as you said, Dana, these fats originate in algae we get from fish, and they are essential in your body. Now, as you mentioned, we don't make them, but a lot of people forget why they are so important. And the reason why they're important is basically this. Each human body has between 60 and 100 trillion cells. Each of those cells is made up primarily of membranes. Each of those membranes is primarily fat. And these two fats, EPA and DHA, appear to be very, very important in the design of each and one of these membranes. And when we don't put them in there, therefore we put other things in their place. And just like you would have a car with the wrong kind of parts or a clock with the wrong kind of parts, you can imagine a body that's built incorrectly. It's just not going to work as well as it should. And therefore, we need to put in these fats every single day, not only because they go into membranes and provide an important structural component, but we also, our bodies take them out of membranes every single day, and then we use them. We actually use them up by making other things, primarily anti-inflammatory compounds.
Now, Dr. Minton, I'm so glad you said this. You know, this is the first good explanation I have heard from anybody. And talking about the cell membranes, I'm just going to tie in that cholesterol is a critical component. So when we talk about fats and lipids, a lot of people don't realize how important cholesterol is in the cell membrane structure. And I'm delighted to hear you emphasize and I just want to emphasize that the cell membrane is a very important network. And if, as we age, the cell membrane falls apart. So it's important to keep it healthy. So let's keep the story going. I like the direction.
Well, just as you said, Dana, many people remember that each cell has an outer membrane. But what we forget is that inside of cells, all the machinery from the nucleus, the mitochondria, the endoplasmic reticulum, Golgi, lysosomes, peroxisomes, all these little things that end up doing everything our body does is also made out of membranes. And therefore, it's not just the outer component of each cell, it's the entire metabolic machinery, basically, on the inside is made out of these fat-filled membranes. And these EPA and DHA fats go into most of these membranes as well. And therefore, the function of our bodies, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we do is really based on the activity and the function of membranes in every cell. And as these cells talk to each other, then we see, you know, basically human life. But without them being built properly, we are just not going to work up to our potential, unfortunately.
Well said. Well said. So let's talk about some of the functions of the omega-3 fatty acids and the balance with regard to the omega-6s. Which primarily come from vegetables and vegetable sources.
Right. Both omega-3 and omega-6 fats are basically categories or family members under an umbrella term most people have heard called polyunsaturated fatty acids. Now, when we look at how omega-3 and omega-6 fats are built, they're built similarly, actually, and when they are put into membranes, because of their kinked shape, in contrast to saturated fats, which are very, very straight, the kinked shape of both omega-3 and omega-6 fats is highly advantageous because this kinked nature allows the fats to push off each other inside of membranes and actually allows membranes to be fluid or flexible. And I think most people realize that we need flexibility in our bodies, from our skin to, you know, our muscles to everything. Our really bodies are designed around activity and flexibility. And so these two fats go in and actually provide flexibility. But when they are taken out of membranes, they are used in opposite ways. Omega-3 fats are made into anti-inflammatory hormone-like molecules that run around and tell your body to lower inflammation, whereas omega-6 fats, when they are taken out, they make pro-inflammatory molecules. And optimally, we should be balanced or slightly anti-inflammatory. But as you said, omega-6 fats, because of their predominance in vegetable oils, and most of our diets are filled with vegetable oils, we end up being very pro-inflammatory these days.
Yes, it has been a Western culture issue, especially with all the corn oil that's used. And I'm throwing in hydrogenated trans fatty acids. Listeners are used to me doing this because this has been a pet peeve of mine for years, that they really take the place of these essential fatty acids and they harden cell membranes. And I've used the analogy that it's like having a key that really isn't the key for that lock, but you put the key in and it gets stuck. And now you can't get the real key in. And all of the years that we spent following the wrong advice on using margarines promoted by National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute, American Heart Association, USD, FDA, et cetera, all the alphabet, we can run it down. It's multi-generational negative effects that increases all these cardiovascular conditions and reproductive problems from multiple generations. So that's, I had to put in my plug, Dr. Minton.
Well, yes, and going back to the 60s when the medical community encouraged us to start taking all these polyunsaturated fats into our diet because they were healthy, well, that was partially true, but polyunsaturated fats is a big term with so many other fats underneath the umbrella, as you said, trans fats, omega-3, omega-6, all sorts of things. And so we need to be a little wiser these days about exactly what type of polyunsaturated fat we actually consume.
Amen. Well said. Then let's do this. In the next segment, let's talk about some of the functions in the body and what deficiencies can look like with regard to omega-3s. And I also want to make sure that we talk about how we make EPA and DHA from vegetable sources, nuts and seeds. So for those who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Dr. Scott Minton and everything you ever wanted to know about omega-3 fatty acids.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads, it can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We do try to bring you a lot of really good information, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I'll be back next Sunday with what I'm calling a variety show, no, not song and dance. We'll be talking about high blood pressure, Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and the benefits of sonotherapy. Now, our topic today is about omega-3 fatty acid foods and supplements, including a comparison of vegetarian options. And our guest is Scott Minton, PhD, biology professor, nutrition consultant, and educator for Nordic Naturals. So we'll carry on our conversation about these essential fatty acids. We're focusing on omega-3. We focus on omega-6 a little bit in the beginning, but the important issue is that we're way too heavy on omega-6 in Western cultures, and they're not enough omega-3, so we have a pro-inflammatory imbalance, if we want to put it that way, because omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So Dr. Minton, let's continue our discussion.
Okay, digging a little deeper and trying to figure out why this pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory balance is so important, it goes down to this. Many people think, first of all, inflammation is bad. It is not. Your body is actually designed to initiate an inflammatory cascade basically every time something goes wrong. You get an infection, you get a splinter, you get a little tear in a capillary somewhere. It's basically your body's mechanism by which it calls for help, and then a bunch of other cells respond, come in, fix the problem, and it should go away. In fact, acute inflammation or short-term inflammation is designed really to last anywhere from between 1 to 4 days, then it's supposed to go away. Chronic inflammation, however, is something that we don't want. Chronic inflammation is when these messages for help keep going out all the time, every day. It's like you're calling for a fire truck to put a fire in your house every single day. The fire truck shows up, sprays stuff all over you, and then after a while, you're kind of going, man, this stuff that's being sprayed is wrecking my furniture, it's wrecking my walls, it's wrecking everything. And that's basically what happens in chronic inflammation. Over time, what was initially a very nice healing process becomes damaging. And what's fascinating is when we look at many of the disorders that are plaguing us today, from heart disease to metabolic syndrome to diabetes to dementia to cancers, what we find after you take away all the genetic complexity and environmental insults and then so forth is this common thread. And this common thread is long-term inflammation. And so asking ourselves, what can we do to alter the status quo with these disorders? Well, one thing every person has the opportunity to do is lower inflammation in the body from the brain to the feet. And it's very, very simple. All we need to do is lower our intake of omega-6 fats, which are pro-inflammatory, and we do that by reducing our consumption of vegetable oil primarily. And then we need to increase the amount of these anti-inflammatory fats, which are from primarily fish and fish oil. And therefore, if we do those two things, we can truly alter the dynamic of many of these disorders. We're not curing them. We're just taking away this chronic irritation that comes in basically every cell of your body when you're just making inflammatory compounds day after day, month after month, and year after year.
Well, that's well explained, too. I think you make it very clear. I would like to cover a little bit about how we make omega-3 EPA and DHA in the body. And I'm reminded that humans are omnivores, so they can convert alpha-linolenic acid to EPA and DHA, but some are inefficient. And cats, for instance, can't do that. And so people that are feeding their cats flaxseed oil are going nowhere. And I find that very comical that they're trying to appeal to the human use of the precursor to EPA, DHA. But let's talk a little bit about how some people are inefficient and why that occurs.
Okay. Basically, your body is all about converting things from one thing to another. For example, when we ate breakfast this morning, that food we ate is going to eventually become a brain cell, a heart cell, a liver cell, a spleen cell, a muscle cell. It's basically taking one thing, converting it to another, to another, to another. You can think of A going to B, B going to C, C going to D, and so forth. Well, fats are known different. We take in many parent fats, and these parent fats are then converted into children fats down the road. And at each of these conversion points, A goes to B, B goes to C, between A and B, generally there's an enzyme. Enzymes convert things from one thing to another. So when it comes to these EPA and DHA omega-3 fats, as you just mentioned, Dana, we start from a parent fat called alpha-linolenic acid, and that's primarily found in a plant or flax seeds. So we have the enzymatic capability of converting ALA or flaxseed oil into EPA and DHA. What research is showing us, though, is a couple of things. Number one, few people convert it, most people have a very difficult time making EPA and DHA from ALA. And the reason for that is multiple. Number one, we may not make enough of this enzyme, at least the first one in the step called delta 6 desaturase. And this could be a genetic problem when we're born, or this enzyme appears to mutate over our lifetime for many people and become ineffective. Secondly, these enzymes are proteins, and so if we're not getting the right kind of proteins in regularly, we may not even be able to make it, even if we have the ability. Third, these enzymes, particularly delta 6 desaturase, is dependent upon other things. For example, it needs vitamin C, it needs zinc, it needs vitamin B6. And when you think about the people that are low in or deficient in vitamin C and zinc, you start to have some sense why most people make very little EPA and DHA from flaxseed oil. Now, should we take flaxseed oil? Absolutely, because we can make a lot of other things out of it. But strictly as the single source to make these very important omega-3 fats that once again are apparently designed to go into every single cell membrane of your body, it may not be the best choice for everyone.
Yes, and that enzyme is the culprit enzyme. And as I recall, trans fatty acids are blockers for delta 6 desaturase. I'm going back a long time ago. My mentor was Mary Enig, whose PhD was in fatty acids and specifically trans fatty acids. So, but that is my recollection as to the beginning of the problems in Western culture with regard to trans fatty acids. And it's a profound difference. Let's talk about what omega-3s become, and that it's beyond. Most people are familiar with some of the symptoms, but could we go over what symptoms we can see if we're deficient in omega-3s, or just health effects?
You know what? The specific health effects will vary from person to person. Some people can convert more. Some people will retain more. Once you get into actually what's going on in cells, things become very, very complex, primarily because your body is always concerned about one thing above everything else, and that is balance. And so if one group of cells is hurting, they might try to steal stuff from other cells who may have a little bit more. And so things are always changing, always moving, and trying to solve everybody's problem at once. And therefore, what we see over time is, you know, inflammation, once it starts going on, then in the cardiovascular system, for example, you might start seeing fat start building up in arteries. You might start seeing an increase in blood pressure as the arteries become thicker and not being able to stretch as they should. You start seeing a variety of things. You might see arrhythmias as the heart cannot beat as regularly as it should. When it comes to the brain, all these things are, again, inflammation has been associated with a loss of memory and you know, brain fog and things like that. And so it's when you don't have enough of these anti-inflammatory fats in your joints, you may have joint pain or muscle aches. So it really depends from person to person. And that's why it's always a very good idea to ask your own body how you're doing. And you can do that through some simple blood tests to find out your levels of these fats, and therefore kind of monitor then your own symptoms as you start taking in more of these good fats, and you can actually watch many of your symptoms go away.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk more about that in the next segment, and we are the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more good information from Scott Minton, PhD, biology professor, nutrition consultant, and educator for Nordic Naturals.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, purity. Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Group. Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I co-host this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to cover a lot of topics all about your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I'll be back next Sunday with a show about high blood pressure, Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and the benefits of sauna therapy. Now, today we're talking about omega-3 fatty acids. We're talking about foods and supplementation, and we're including a discussion of vegetarian options. So we've covered a lot about the biochemistry of the omega-3s in relationship to omega-6s and the importance. And we began talking about EPA and DHA. I am reminded in the autism community, we have always been aware that DHA is the critical piece for brain development and vision, cognition, and language. And we have tended to focus on that. But what we now know is that EPA is equally important in the autism community because it's anti-inflammatory, and one of the markers of autism is brain inflammation. So I thank you, Dr. Minton, for emphasizing the anti-inflammatory effects. So let's keep our discussion going.
Right. I might want to talk just briefly a little bit about where these fats come from originally, and that is actually in algae. Algae are microorganisms that live all over the place, but these particular ones we're focusing on are in the ocean, and they make EPA and DHA complete and put them into their cell membranes. And then when fish eat algae as their food, they actually incorporate EPA and DHA into their cells, and they accumulate more and more and more over time. And then when we eat fish or EPA and DHA made from algae, we can get these fatty acids, what are called preformed or pre-made. We don't have to ask our body to make them. We actually allow these algae to make them and then take them from the algae, or we can take them from the fish. And then we can incorporate them. And as you mentioned, what we're finding is when people are and children are taking sufficient quantities of these, we're finding a lot of health benefits. And there's a lot of focus on the brain recently, not only because of the rise of autism, but also the rise in Alzheimer's disease throughout the world. And since the brain is mostly fat and 20% of it by weight is just DHA, I think people are beginning to realize that it is very, very important we think about putting the right kinds of fats into Women prior to having a baby, during pregnancy, after birth, and actually throughout the life of someone, so that they can actually meet their genetic potential and be all they can be. Because if we're built right, we're going to be able to actually work as well as we can.
Well, that is a new statistic. 20% of the brain is DHA. Wow.
Right.
No wonder we suffered from such a lacking diet. And I like to remind people that this issue of epigenetics means that you can turn around what generations before did, but you have to be very therapeutic. So we have become a mutant society, my term, with regard to fatty acids being one of them, sugar being another, and it has changed the trajectory of Western human development for sure. And you've made us aware of the importance with regard to DHA. I like to remind people of some of the symptoms that we can see that are outward. And I always say to people, for instance, dry, rough skin, it's not the skin I care about. It's the fact that you've got an outward symptom that something is going wrong internally with regard to omega-3s. And even excessive hard earwax, that's a weird symptom, but it's one that we look for. Excess thirst, vision problems, dysfunction, eye contact issues, all kinds of skin conditions. And you mentioned infants, preterm infant birth, and problems with infant brain development and problems with pregnancy, hormone imbalances, and that's probably why. And disorders in mood, behavior, attention, learning, language, immune problems, and the diabetes and cardiovascular disease we more frequently see in young adults now, but certainly adults as they get older. So those are keys, but you can have the deficiency without having a lot of obvious symptoms, can't you?
Yes, and going the other way, when people have some symptoms, let's say, and they take, let's say, fish oil, and let's say they take 1 or 2 grams a day, and they don't see any obvious change, let's say, in their skin irritation or their joint pain, and then they conclude, well, you know what, this stuff doesn't work. Well, again, you have to remember you've got 60 trillion cells asking for this material. And so when you put in a little bit, it may go where it's needed most, let's say in the heart or the brain. And so you wouldn't even expect really to see much change on the outside or what your body considers to be less important areas. Of course, you consider them important, but your body likes to look at your brain and your heart and your kidneys first before everybody else. And so it's very important for people not to assume that it's not working. If you look at the research studies, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of studies that show beneficial effects of even small doses of fish oil or EPA and DHA with regard to a variety of disorders. But if people really want to see and feel a difference, I'll go back to what I said earlier, they need to really decrease these competitive omega-6 pro-inflammatory fats and increase their fish intake and fish oil up to, let's say, 3 to 4 grams a day. That sounds like a lot, but if you take a couple of teaspoons of liquid fish oil a day and eat fish a couple of times a week, that's all you need to do. And at that point, I really feel like if someone is deficient, they will start feeling and seeing something really positive happen in their bodies.
Well, that couldn't be more true. And just to clarify, the vegetable oils have been more of a problem. We don't want people to stop vegetables. They provide such a wide variety. Nuts and seeds are a mixed bag because they have the omega-3 precursors and some omega-6 and other omegas. So we find those important. And the avocado and olive oils have a little more omega-9. Some people get the idea that it's pure, that fish oil is all EPA, DHA, and not aware that there are many kinds of fatty acids that are in these fats and oils.
Exactly. But EPA and DHA are the ones that are focused on because those, as we've mentioned before, are the ones your body has a very difficult time making. I would like to mention one omega-6 fat that is the odd uncle of the group, and that is called GLA. And GLA is an odd uncle because, as most omega-6 fats are pro-inflammatory, GLA is actually anti-inflammatory. And we get it from plants, again, such as the blackcurrant seed, evening primrose, and the borage seeds. But again, this is another fat your body seems to be designed to have in smaller amounts than EPA and DHA. But I like your analogy as keys. GLA, EPA, and DHA work just like keys going into different locks, opening up different doors, doing different but similar things. And so someone who's really concerned about fat balance and getting their bodies to be as anti-inflammatory as possible, I think should consider checking themselves for GLA and making sure that fat is up to proper levels.
And let's talk about the supplements themselves and how to judge a fish oil, omega-3 fatty acid supplement. How do we know that we're getting something good?
Well, in my experience, people are concerned with two major things. Does it work and is it safe? And how do we know someone's telling us the truth? Generally, when we buy something these days, because, you know, everybody's trying to sell us something, we want to have some sort of independent third-party confirmation. And so how do you confirm, let's say, a fish oil will work in your body? Well, for Nordic, I can speak just because I work for the company, and what Nordic does is actually given its products to medical doctors and researchers throughout the country who have put this stuff right off the shelf into patients and laboratory animals and have shown in 25 peer-reviewed journal articles, published research, that there is a significant effect for fish oil from everywhere from cardiovascular issues, blood sugar problems, memory loss, and so forth. And so that's one thing that's very important, to make sure this stuff actually will work. And secondly, is it safe? How do we know a product is safe? Again, what Nordic does is Nordic Natural sends all its products to a third-party independent laboratory called IFOS, I-F-O-S. And this lab tests every single lot number of every single product. And if anyone would like to see what's in there, from the levels of heavy metals to PCBs, they can get an actual data sheet showing numbers. And the numbers are in the order of parts per trillion, parts per million, basically at the lowest levels that are possible, far below any national or international standard.
Well, I want to carry that into the next segment, too, because that's really important, because I see people buying very cheap versions that have not gone through the proper processing. So we will continue on the standards. If you've just tuned in with us, folks, this is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, the host, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more good information from Dr. Scott Mint.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from Enzymatic Therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you really good information all about you, your health, your family's health, too. And our topic today is about omega-3 fatty acids. And we've talked about how we get them, the sources. We've talked about deficiency symptoms, the metabolism. So we'll keep that going. We were engaged in talking about the purity and how do we know that they're pure and how to identify that as a consumer. And our guest today is Scott Minton, PhD, biology professor, nutrition consultant, an educator for Nordic Naturals. So, Scott, this is our last segment, so we'll try to give more information. I know we could do three shows on this topic.
Yes. I just want to perhaps finish with a focus on some vegetarian products, because I would imagine there was a lot of people in your audience who are interested in those type of options. And, understanding that we need fats in every single membrane of our body, and they come from fish. What's a vegetarian or a vegan to do? Well, thankfully, at least Nordic has been increasing their focus on gaining EPA and DHA from algae, because as we spoke about before, algae actually makes them originally. And so how do we do this? Well, there's a particular species that has been made without genetically modifying anything. They actually have made this new species by crossing two similar species, just like we do in plants. When we want to make a new, better plant, we just cross two very similar species. No genetic modification has been done. No DNA has been fooled with. But this new species is actually able to make both EPA and DHA. And in order to get these algae, EPA, DHAs from these little organisms that are growing in tanks, very well controlled down in South Carolina. And from them, there's a variety of products, both for children, so vegetarians can have DHA, infant vegetarian made by Nordic. Adults can have products such as ProAlgin in both liquid and capsules. And there's even a vegan vitamin D3 that Nordic offers. And of course, so many people these days working in offices and hardly having a chance to get outside, getting sufficient quantities of D3 is very, very important because this particular vitamin has receptors on nearly every cell of your body, is very important for bringing in many important minerals through your digestive tract, so it's very good for strong, healthy bones and all sorts of things. It's also good for your immune system for maintaining a lot of things there. So vegetarians now have options that they really didn't have before. And note that these products from Nordic are also, once again, purified in the same way with third-party independent verification. So if anybody wants to know what kind of materials are left in there, there's basically, you know, minimal amounts. Note also that a lot of algae products nowadays are actually vegetarian products are made with hexane extracted with this organic solvent. However, the products such as ProAlgin, DHA Infant, these vegetarian products from Nordic have no hexane. So there's no hexane, no genetic modification, and you will get the same exact fats, the same EPA and DHA that your cells are asking for, that other people get from fish. You can actually get them from these purified and effective algae products.
Well, it certainly has met the need of a significant population. As you mentioned, we have more and more requests for these kinds of sources. I tell people to look at the label. If somewhere on that label they're not bragging about what they've done to purify and filter out, purify the oils and filter out the toxins, then they're not. And it's important to know that. And people can always go on the Nordic Natural site if they want to know all the specifics. So let's talk a little bit more about dose ranges in both vegetarian. You mentioned that 3 to 4 grams a day of omega-3s is a good goal for most adults. And that's certainly, we have even found that's a good goal for the autism community, ADHD community. What about for infants in general versus infants who may be having developmental issues, skin conditions?
Yeah, that's, again, it's an individual type thing. I always like to say, let's test kids, let's test adults first, because every body is going to be a little different. If we wanted to generalize after that, generally kids above 3 years old, we dose them similar to adults. Just look at their body weight and kind of figure out a dose relative to their need and to their body weight. Prior to about 2 years old, we want to be a little bit more careful, and the dose range generally starts, you know, if you're 5 to 10 pounds, it's about half a mil a day. If they're up to 20 pounds, it's maybe a milliliter of a liquid a day, and up to about 35 pounds, about 2 mils a day. And if we look at then how does that milliliter translate into the amounts, we just have to kind of look at what's typically on a DHA, let's say DHA infant vegetarian bottle, and it's about, say, 1 mil is about 200 milligrams of DHA, if I remember correctly. I may not be remembering that exactly right, but at any rate, that's basically what we're doing, giving less amounts, but still a nice effective physiological dose every single day. And again, just like with infants, as with adults, we want to make sure that they're getting a broad spectrum of nutrients and not a lot of these vegetable oil fats, because they are building their brain at an incredible rate. They're growing very quickly, so they're building all these organs in size. And therefore, I think we need to redouble our efforts to try to help these children live up to their full potential by actually helping them build each cell of their body correct at each life stage.
Yeah, it's so important. Breast milk has naturally DHA in it and, well, omega-3s. And as children went on formulas, they never used omega-3. I had the opportunity to speak to the world expert on pediatric nutrition from England. He told me we didn't even have someone like him in this country, and that he did the advising. And I asked him four times why they did not put omega-3s in formulas. And he hemmed and hawed and finally said, it's too expensive. Ooh. And I said, more expensive than all the special needs and learning disabilities, what that requires? And he said, we can't imitate breast milk. We can only try to do the best we can. And I say to people, thinking that omega-6 is going to become omega-3 is like thinking you can turn an orange into a car. You know, people think it's all fat, but it's not. And now people are aware, but of course these formulas are to suit everybody. And if you have a family history of any of these kinds of symptoms, from cognition and inflammation and heart disease and diabetes and memory issues, developmental issues, then an infant with that family history is going to have higher needs. And I think your products are elegant, and they're varied enough that we can find a product that's suitable for each person. And I do thank you so much, Scott, for being on the show. Hope you will join us again in the future.
My pleasure. I look forward to it.
Good. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living. And remind you that we're here every Sunday morning. I'm going to be back next Sunday, and we'll have this variety show about high blood pressure, Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and the benefits of sauna therapy. And I also want to remind you to go by Village Green or go on the site. You can ask questions, and they will answer those questions, either on the site, and they have a blog site. You can get lots of good information. Or in person, they'll walk you around. Now, you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And I'm thinking, as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And as one of our Asperger's teens said in response to finding out that he did not have a cancer that would cause him to die, oh, good, living is my favorite thing to do. And I just love that quote. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
On Sunday, May 19th, we'll be celebrating Robert Mondavi's 100th birthday with Mondavi Wines here in studio. And have you been to Dakaya yet? If you hadn't, you'll hear all about it from the owner, Katsuya Fukushima.
My 100th birthday's coming up. That's Foodie and the Beast, this Sunday and every Sunday at 11, right here on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Lottery lightning has struck again in Florida. A single winning Powerball ticket sold at a Publix supermarket in Zephyr Hills.